Many ladies I know feel like they are being used as pawns and find it condescending that Democrats are trying to use this issue as a political distraction from the failures of their economic policies.
Congress reacting to equal pay. That would be Kathy McMorris Rogers talking about the Obama policies and the tug of war over what does that mean now with another executive order. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's take your pulse on this one and some other things. Speaking of pulses, we have more on your favorite subject at 777. Flight 370 that disappeared in Malaysia over a month ago now. Can you believe it's been that long? But yes, indeed, it has. But first, let's talk about the equal pay deal. The equal pay thing is that the president decided it was going to be equal pay day, so to speak, at the White House, not realizing that somebody had compared the numbers and the women in the White House compared to the male staffers made 88 cents to the dollar every man made. So the push is on in Congress to sign in new regulations for equal pay, and this is all part of the process that Obama started a couple of years ago working on that issue. However, the underlying problem is comparing different job descriptions, different education, and everything else in between that you can imagine. I mean, frankly, how you could shoot it down. What is it that just doesn't work as far as trying to, across the board, say, well, listen, women aren't getting paid the same as men. There's a problem here. Why is that an unequal number? But I think they didn't look closely enough at you know, what the women were making at the White House, because it, at least from that perspective, it certainly didn't hold up. Where Jay Carney, when he was asked about it in the daily briefing from all the reporters who were there, said, well, 88, I mean, you know, certainly that's better. And he just tried to get kind of away from the whole idea of what was happening. You know, the push from the White House was to correct that. And obviously not thinking about what does that actually mean when you break down it financially. It's not equal, and federally it's not equal if you were just going to go on that alone. See, and therein lies the problem, which shows the difficulty of pay disparity and trying to figure out a way to turn that around. Because how is it then that if this is one of the president's agendas, they have such a pay disparity in their own house when they're saying that this is equal pay day? So the female federal workers, if we were to break down the numbers even more, in the earlier years of the Obama administration had a median salary of 93% of what their male colleagues earned. And that's 2011 figures, so you know. And that's from the Merit Systems Protection Board. They protect the rights of federal employees, so that's where the numbers come from. The executive order comes in trying to strengthen the pay and add to the protections. You remember the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. It certainly hasn't done what that was supposed to do. It hasn't achieved equal pay for equal work. And so it shows you, I think, that how difficult it is, because there's misinformation that's flying around. How can you have equal pay when some of the jobs are completely different and the levels of education or even someone being in a job and working in a job, working their way up the ladder, is so completely different? But the Democrats are saying it's the Republicans' fault, and this is going to be part of the push in getting reelected for the midterms. That, listen, The president even signed an executive order. He signed Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act in 2009 that gave women more time to sue for pay discrimination. Then on Monday, he signed an executive order that encourages federal contractors to make pay information more transparent so that women and minorities will know if they're being treated equally. And then when you get right down to it, the pay parity within the White House and the federal government, well, that's not there. So it might take a little longer to have that turn around. And in the real world, are men making less than women? It depends on the job. It depends on where we're talking about it. It depends on the people who are running whatever the operation is. Is it a big corporation or a smaller business, or is it based on education or, as I already mentioned, years on the job? But the Democrats are pushing this. This is a midterm issue. This is one to appeal to people who feel like they're getting squeezed and are not getting a fair shake. Not getting a fair shake. And how do they get a fair shake? They get equal pay. So that whole statistic, the talking point, women earning 77 cents for every dollar a man earns, that's going to, you're going to see that more. It's going to come out more and more and more and more. And the president said that the income disparity between genders is an embarrassment and proclaimed that women deserve equal pay for equal work. It was one of the biggest applauses he got on a stop in the evening in talking to a group of people where he talked about the gender pay gap and got a big rise out of the group. And this is not a new issue for the Democrats because they've relied on women voters, of course, and to pull them over in the end in some big elections, really, if you think about it. Even Virginia, very close to D.C., the governor's race just last fall, Democrat Terry McAuliffe. He assaulted his opponent's view on women's health issues, and he barely won the race, but he won the single woman demographic by a 42-point margin. Then you think of the 2008 presidential campaign when the president smashed John McCain and the Senate Republicans for blocking the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. And after Obama's win, the legislation became the first bill that he signed. And he hammered Mitt Romney for not answering a question about whether he would have signed the Ledbetter Act in the debates in 2012. And Romney said he supported the concept of equal pay, but questioned whether the federal legislation would solve the problem, and that answer, they think, hurt Mitt Romney with single females. That is an important issue for women, and can women sway the vote? So the president's saying, let's make it equal pay, and it's the Republicans' fault that it's not. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Hang with us. We've just scratched the surface. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327. 327 extension 128.
Tonight and all those nooks and crannies. Guess what? Breaking news. I mean, no news. Nothing of the flight has come up yet in the Indian Ocean except for some sonar pings. Earlier in the day, it was bleak news, not much optimism. Then, oops, we've heard some sonar pings. Show me the plane. That's what now people are saying, especially the exhausted family members who just want to know what happened. Dan is listening to us in the fabulous state of Texas. Dan, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hello, Dan in Texas.
The plane. Where the hell's the damn plane?
Where is that plane?
Okay. Now, well, with our little beloved president with the big ears, short hair, and, you know, being half-breed from Mombasa, Kenya, illegal alien, I think he's got a point. I think male prostitutes should get equal pay to female prostitutes. It's just not fair. Okay, you ready for a joke?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This old boy went to his best friend, and he said, Jim, you know I'm married to the most beautiful woman in the world, mother of my children, and I got a problem. I think she's cheap. He says, well, oh, buddy, I'm there for you. He says, what do you want to do? He says, well, I told her I was going to be out of town. He says, I want you to go over there with me and see if she is. I want to witness. Okay, I'm with you. So they went over there, and sure enough, in his driveway was parked a new Lincoln Continental. They snuck into the house. They went down the hallway. They opened the bedroom door. They turned on the light, and there they were in the act of making love. He whips out his gun, and he starts to shoot the guy. And his wife jumps up and shields him with her body, and she says, before you shoot him, I want you to know he's been paying for your children's tuition to school because you don't. He's been making the mortgage payment because you don't. He's been paying your car payments because you don't. He's even paid your clubhouse dues at the golf course because you don't. Turns to his buddy Jim, he says, what do you think I ought to do? Is covering back up. You can't afford to lose this guy.
Oh, that's brilliant. I have to say, I like that.
Well, check with Bob. He might not appreciate it, you know.
That was clever. It was good.
So what's going on in your world?
Well, look, we have so many things going on, right? And yeah. I'll tell you what, and for fun, later on, we're going to talk about The Walking Dead on AMC. Do you watch any TV? I love The Walking Dead. I love that show.
I haven't got to see that. I gave up cable. I know. But I'm saving $125 a month. So
that's huge.
I'm putting it in my pocket. Hey, you ever drink any Chevy Scotch?
I have, but it's been a very long time. It's been a couple of years.
Tell Matt about it. I've been trying to turn him on to Chevy Scotch. And he's drinking some rock cut thing called something something. And I told him, I said, well, if you're going to drink just plain whiskey, I said, get Kessler's. It's the smoothest stuff in the world. You know, it goes down just as smooth as silk. It's like it says on the label. And he goes, oh, you try blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I love Matt. He's my buddy, you know. And I'm trying to, I told him, I said, hey, if you drink Chevy's, you tell the girls you drink Chevy's. Oh, really? He's not paying attention, you know. Just trying to help the boy out, you know. I care.
he needs to have the right drink of choice. I love that.
So, that's about all from me.
I love it.
I got something else for you, Dave.
All right. That was great. Your joke was worth the price of admission, I have to say. That's a repeatable joke. It's funny. I think that I could retell that joke and I might get some people that would be upset with me, but I think some people would actually like it. He didn't mention, you know, some of the Irish whiskeys. What about Jameson or where my family's from, Tullamore? That is very good whiskey. They don't make a lot of it, though, so you pretty much have to go to Ireland or know somebody. You can get a little bit of it, but it's not easy to come by. Let's put it that way. Compliments aren't easy to come by when it comes to the Secretary of State. Boy, the guy who, in the war of words, got beat up, I think, the most on the Hill has to be John Kerry. He clashed with the Pentagon over what's going on with Syria because he thinks that they're pulling a fast one, getting ready to send arms or do something else as far as to help out the rebels. And there's all kinds of wild proposals out there to weaken Assad's regime, but they're even suggesting sending in special ops to train the rebels. Yeah, who's paying for that, right? So, Kerry and the United Nations ambassador Samantha Power laid out a bunch of options to intervene in the civil war, but so far you have Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Martin Dempsey, who are opposed to the idea of military intervention. So, you know, here's the deal. I'm going to go with Dempsey and say, no more. We cannot have another Iraq or Afghanistan. Are any of you out there up for that? I mean, are you kidding? So, expanding, helping them in a different way, maybe, but what happens with boots on the ground possibilities? We got to stay away from that. Oh, I can't think of anything more disheartening or people who would be less on board than most Americans to say, yeah, we're going to go. We're just going to do kind of a modified, little mini surge and wipe out Assad. But it's never that way, but it's going to drag on, and then we got to help the people. Yeah, I don't think so. And somebody listening to me might think, well, that's harsh. I mean, look at the chemical weapons. 150,000 people have died. I mean, come on, give me a break. Assad is not doing what he said he was going to do. The chemical weapons stockpile, or do we even know about the chemical weapons stockpile? Yeah, there's not a lot of accountability there. So there's all that excitement for, ooh, this is happening, and we're getting him to play, and really, Kerry had a lot to do with this, but Putin got the credit for it, and now look what's happened. I mean, how many months has this been? 7 months ago. Do you know it's been that long? It was 7 months ago that the president threatened to launch a military strike on Syria. And this was when 1,400 people died in a nerve gas attack in Damascus. If you remember, we had some people on the show. Luke Vargas was one of them. He was over in a camp and went over into Syria and told us unbelievable things that were happening there. So now it's that was 1,400 people. It is up to, let me correct the number. I don't know if I said this the right way. It's 150,000. 150,000 is what we're talking about now, which is crazy altogether since the whole Syria thing started. But the White House isn't answering questions about it. There's this push to do something. And I agree with Hagel and Dempsey. Before you know it, boom, there's a vote. And the next thing you know, we got troops that are going into Syria. Simply cannot stomach that. I don't think we belong there. And I think that Syria has removed just over half of the stockpile. They have to remove the rest of the weapons. They've got to destroy them. So get on board there. Have people go over and inspect. And maybe there is some training, but boy, it has to be limited. Limited. Can we afford another voluntary military war? You know what the answer to that is? No. Not now. And not in this particular situation. The better thing would have been to do, probably would have been better to do the missile thing 7 months ago. All right, coming up next, we're peeling back the onion with Andrew Sabo.
Time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Boy, a lot to talk about coming out of Foggy Bottom and the rippling effects across the nooks and crannies of the land. Here on America Tonight, nothing gets any of you hotter than mentioning the name Eric Holder. We're going to talk about the Attorney General, among other things, here during this segment with Andrew Szabo. Peel back the onion again. He's a marketing guru, strategist, and communications expert, among the things that he lists on his resume. And he is a public speaker. He knows all about positioning. That's why it's fun to kick it around with Andrew when you mix in the politics of the day. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Good evening, Kate. Delighted to be with you and your listeners, as always.
You know, there really was a war of words on the Hill today at a couple of different hearings. And at one of them, John McCain, who was actually pretty tight back in the day with now the Secretary of State, John Kerry, he blasted him for what he called the trifecta of disasters on foreign policy. And he was referring to Syria and the Israel-Palestinian peace process and the Ukraine. And you and I talk a lot about foreign policy and the way we look. So much for the big stick, huh?
Yeah, I think McCain called Kerry's trifecta of disasters on foreign policy, being the three that you mentioned, you know, between Syria and the Ukraine and so forth. So, I mean, you know, both of it's kind of interesting. I mean, they're both in the same generation. You know, McCain and Kerry are both, you know, fellow Vietnam War veterans. And I think Kerry you know, considered us to be his vice president on running mate. I mean, there was some interesting things. They were very close at one time. But since Kerry took office last year, it's gone from bad to worse. We thought it was bad enough under Hillary Clinton, and basically we had pretty much nothing achieved. It was really interesting, just people asking, you know, people said that Hillary is one of the most, you know, popular secretaries of state, but when asked, what has she achieved? Nothing. And I think we've gone from bad to worse because now under Kerry we've had some pretty disastrous elements. I think Hillary got out in time. I think she saw the writing on the wall, what Putin was doing. She saw what was going to happen in the Ukraine, saw things were getting worse in Syria, and the Middle East was teetering. So, yeah, Kerry, he's had a tough time because he's had to clean up the mess. But there's been no cleaning up. It's just gone from bad to worse. And I think, you know, it sends a strong message when you have somebody who's been a strong colleague of yours to speak out like that. So that, to me, you know, one of my pet phrases, Kate, everything you do and everything you don't do sends a message. So for McCain to blast Kerry like this when they've been pals in the past, I think sends a very strong message that we've been on the wrong track for a long time, and we've had to come from bad to worse. I think basically that's one of the messages that Kerry is saying here.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too. One of the things of the three that I mentioned, the Ukraine especially, I think that's what really tipped the scales for McCain. You know, Kerry met at the White House today with President Obama to discuss the crisis and what's happening in the Middle East and whatnot. And when we see what's going on in Russia, here's what's happened. There are reports that Russian protesters have taken over some government buildings. Now, this isn't in the Crimea. This is in another eastern city. And the reports are that they seized a government building and they were holding hostages. So now what are we doing at this point? And Kerry is saying, oh, well, we're threatening for some sanctions. And McCain is saying, baloney, you know, we're sitting here on the verge of war. And then talking about the fact that Kerry got upset and he said, you know, I don't think the American people want to go to war over the Crimea. And is there any member of the committee that believes that? I don't think so. So there was a lot of attack stuff happening. And a part of this is because of what we just talked about, that he's defending the fact that he doesn't believe the U.S. is seen as weak. And he said if you compare the situation to the 2008 Russian invasion of Georgia happened under George Bush, and he didn't even bring a sanction. I mean, he got that defensive about it. But I think there's a big difference, I'm sorry, between what happened in Georgia, and we can talk about what should have happened there, but I think there's a big difference about what happened there versus annexing the Crimea and marching further into the Ukrainian territory, don't you?
Yeah, and there's also another interesting twist to this, and I just recently just saw this. I think this came out a little earlier on this afternoon, perhaps, was the fact that we have 150 U.S. experts that are with the private military organization Greystone. They were dressed in the uniforms of the Ukraine Special Unit, and they were involved in this operation to where the Ukrainian riot police, you know, cleared out this regional administration building that you were talking to, and the public square in the eastern city of I think it was Kharkiv, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Kharkiv, where there were hundreds of pro-Russian protesters, you know, burning down buildings. They were saying fire to tires. So, yeah, we have, I mean, essentially we're saying, Greystone's not there without the U.S. knowing about it. But the point is, there doesn't seem to be a clear policy. That's part of the problem. We haven't stated publicly, you know, what is our position. And this was the problem, going back, we talked about Egypt, right? Whose side are we on? And what are we doing? And you create this ambiguity, then nobody knows who we ally to. And I think, you know, that's part of the problem is, you know, it's what you do, what you don't do. Everything you're doing is sending a message. And nowadays we live in such a transparent world. You can't hide things. Things come out very quickly now. So, yeah, I mean, it's basically a mess. I think you've asked the average person here in the U.S., they really don't know what's really going on because the mainstream media is not reporting a whole lot about it. You know, I mean, it's, I think it's only informed people are paying attention. And so you've got people that are coming up, you know, in here in the United States saying, well, I don't want to get involved, but what is it that they don't want to get involved with? So, you know, we're running up against this wall of ignorance. And, you know, ultimately, You know, if you don't send a clear message, and this has been part of the problems of this administration, they don't send a clear message of what is going on to the people. Why is it the president doesn't come in front of the people and explain to the people this is what's going on? And then the media will report about it, and they're not doing that.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like lemmings. It's only going to be the hot, sexy headlines that come out, and only the informed people are going to dig a little bit deeper, I think, on some of the things that we've been talking about, which, of course, we do on America Tonight, and we do with you as well for, you know, Peel Back the Onion. Here's a big one. The Attorney General, I mentioned him at the top, Eric Holder, is claiming Tuesday that he had a vast amount of discretion, as I already mentioned, in how the Justice Department prosecutes federal law. And this was kind of a setup because he was actually being questioned at the House Judiciary Committee hearing. There was a hearing today, and he got grilled on a couple of different things, and it was all about what the discretion is and, you know, where the focus is and whatnot. And it got particularly tense when Congressman Louie Gohmert from Texas renewed his request for documents that were related to the Fast and Furious arms trafficking op, which we know that this is just the thing that makes Eric Holder explode, of course, because he knows that we really feel like we didn't get the answers, or certainly some of those on the Hill feel like that, but I think the American people do too. So here's the upshot of this. What happened was at one point, and he was shaking his finger at Gohmert, he said, "You don't want to go there, buddy, all right?" And Gohmert said, "I don't want to go there," about the contempt, and so then they kind of got into it after that. And, you know, so it's the same thing. I think it's all a mirage. That's why I thought Eric Holder should have been, if I were Obama, I would have pink slipped to myself during his first term. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, back in 2012, the House of Representatives, right, found Holder in contempt in 2012. That is, to me, horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. For refusing to turn over documents related, as you said, to that Fast and Furious gun running scandal. The fact that he refused to do it and basically, he put himself above the law. And he's supposed to be, as we've said before, going back to even, you know, when we first started talking together, he's supposed to set the example of setting the law, not putting yourself above the law. And then to say that, quote, and these are Holder's words, that he has a vast amount of discretion in how the Justice Department prosecutes federal law. Basically, he's saying there, what's the message? Let's peel back the onion, right? That's saying that I am above the law. And he showed that in his actions in 2012. And therefore, and as you said, the fact that the president didn't do anything, didn't give him the pink slip, basically shows his support of Holder in basically that he doesn't have to adhere to the letter of the law. This is, I think, further substantiated by the fact that the administration is, you know, picks and chooses what laws to uphold, and even some things that they won't uphold. And I mean, I know historically there are some boundaries to prosecutorial discretion.
Sure.
So it does make it murky. But when you take major issues, and we're not talking minor issues, but the Defense of Marriage Act, okay, that was huge. That means a lot to a lot of people. That law was put in under Clinton, okay. And then you've got the marijuana laws. Basically, you've got states flouting the Controlled Substances Act. They're violating federal law by passing those acts. And they're using that as a valid exercise. They're saying, exercising that prosecutorial discretion, that they've got that discretion. It sends an awful message because if at the top you don't have to follow the law, then why should anybody else?
Yep,
we're setting ourselves up for anarchy. I mean, this has been the case time and time again. Historically, it's been shown.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't set standards at the top in leadership, then that trickles down in no time at all.
Yeah, I agree. We got to fly. We're up against Andrew Sabo.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Count, and boy, can we count. Everything revolves around numbers in our lives, doesn't it? Some of them are pretty fantastic numbers, some of them not so great. Here's some of your not so great numbers right from the get-go. What is in a ping and another ping and another ping? They found two more on Wednesday morning, two new signals, rather. They believe that this could be from Flight 370 in the Indian Ocean. Sounds like a beacon locator. Part of the problem, and this is numbers two, in hunting for the pings, the ship has to go very slow, and the equipment has to hit the ping just at the right time. So this is why they get more and more excited when they hear a ping, because it's so difficult to locate in the first place. And you've got the Australian ship, the Ocean Shield, that has started the underwater phase of the search late last week. They're lowering that wing-shaped towed pinger locator, that's a mouthful, into the sea, and this is what they're trying to hit. So the TPL is connected to the ship by a cable. The cable is so long that they're allowed to sink it. And then it's so long it might actually touch the ocean floor. But as the ship sails on, it is pulled at a depth of about 3,000 meters, or let's put it in miles, almost 2 miles. And that's how they're detecting the pings, roughly 1 mile in any direction. So part of it's incredible luck to hit the right path. This is the other part of the problem. When they say needle in the haystack, this is a needle in the haystack searching for these pings from Flight 370. So 1 second they're optimistic, the next second they're not as optimistic, and right now much more optimistic because of the two new signals that were detected off the coast of Perth, Australia. That's the very latest. The husband of the woman caught making out with Congressman Vance McAllister said that the Louisiana Republican destroyed his life and marriage. In fact, the quote that I heard is, "I'm just freaking devastated by the whole deal, man. I love my wife so much. I cannot believe this. I cannot believe it. I feel like I'm going to wake up here in a minute, and this is all going to be a bad nightmare." But it's not a bad nightmare. It's for real. And the husband is Heath Peacock is his name. On Monday, a paper in Louisiana published a link to a surveillance video. It showed McAllister and his scheduler, Melissa Hickson Peacock, kissing him pretty passionately in his office last December. He said he didn't know about this until she called him a couple hours before the news broke. The couple have been married for 6 years. They have a six-year-old son. And by now you know this, the politician, the congressman, apologized for what he did. He apologized to everyone. He was elected in November in a special election to fill the vacancy that was left by another Republican, Congressman Rodney Alexander, who resigned. And, of course, he campaigned as a Christian conservative, and now this is what people are attacking him for. And remember, McAllister kind of had his profile bounce up a little bit because he invited the Duck Dynasty guy, one of the stars, Willie Robertson, to be his guest as the President's State of the Union address, at the President's State of the Union address, and he was there, and that's why. So then this happens. Interesting, isn't it? And the husband, the publicity is just killing the husband. Meanwhile, let's move to another big story, the likelihood that Russia will enter eastern Ukraine with 50,000, that's your big number, 50,000 troops on the ground. There's new classified intel that concludes it's more likely than previously thought that they're going to do this. A couple of administration officials described the assessment, and they won't go on the record with it, but they described the assessment of the information. It was a breaking story not too long ago on CNN. They emphasize that nothing is for certain, but there have been some worrying signs in the last 4 days. So the conversation has become far, far more serious, and it's much more likely that it will happen. The 50,000 troops is a very big deal, and they can make the move if they want to make the move. And this is now just a waiting game and see what the intel brings and whether or not they back off, or they, you know, don't decide they're going to back off. All right, going in a different direction, we told you this story about the one-year-old who became sick at sea and was picked up by the U.S. Navy, and then the questions abound about the family and how could they go on a trip around the world to take their two young children with them. And then they were stalled off of Mexico, and that's why the Navy intervened. Apparently, the one-year-old is doing pretty good. The baby became sick over the weekend, 900-some miles off the Pacific coast of Mexico, and then was rescued. So the whole family was taken aboard the ship, and they headed to San Diego. And I don't know, to me, the craziness is the family said, look, we've lived this way for 7 years. That's when we departed, and we departed on this journey for more than a year ago. We've done this many, many times. We're pretty confident about our sailing abilities. We feel pretty good about it. But then look what happens. Last Thursday, they get a distress call about the girl and from the parents and how far they were outside of Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. And they didn't have any steering or any other communication abilities to use. So then the rescue ensued. And as I said, the baby is in good condition right now. So I guess that's the great news there. But my oh my, I don't know. Whether they're great sailors or not, it just seems pretty risky to me to take a one-year-old out on a boat for that length of time. And sure enough, Murphy's Law, you don't think anything's going to happen. You've got all the supplies in the world, and then you get a sick baby, and you can't get to shore. So then you're in trouble. And what do you do then? Then you are stuck. All right, 2016, on the minds of a lot of people, if you care about politics, and you do, right, because the people who represent you represent your interests, represent your state, and the people who represent us at 1600 Pennsylvania is important, right? What happens to the future of our country? Where's the money going? Where are we headed? Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been talked about a lot. It's not a big secret that she wanted to be president. So finally, she says, I am thinking about it, but I'm going to continue to think about it for a while. And finally kind of saying that, even though we know that this is orchestrated, I think, to be this way. She told an audience in January that she was not thinking about it. This was in New Orleans. Now she's in San Francisco, and she says, well, I will think about it. I am thinking about it, but I'm just trying to relax and do the things I want to do, like take the dogs on long walks and spend time with friends and all that sort of stuff. But she's on a three-state West Coast swing, and I think she's testing the waters everywhere she goes. So I think this goes much deeper than this. I don't think there's anybody listening to my voice who does not believe that the Democratic contender for president in 2016 is going to be Hillary Clinton from the Democrats again, unless something unforeseen happens, a health reason or something else that would prevent that from happening. There you go. We can count.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.